I cannot believe my luck. I just can't. Not only did I actually get to talk to, dance with, and kiss the most gorgeous girl I have ever seen, but she wanted to see me again. She nearly threw herself at me. Yeah, I know Susan did the same, but I fell in love with Susan because she did that. And she threw herself at me because of my fame and fortune. Yet she married someone else. Emily? I think I was already in love with her the moment I saw her on the bus, and I think she did too. And when she invited me into her apartment after just meeting her, oh, I was tempted. I was so tempted. But honestly, I think it would have ruined it. I'd look like all the other cadets she's met. And judging by her reaction when I turned her down, I think I was right. So we met up again at the Melting Pot the following Friday. I was going to pay for it, but she insisted we split the check, claiming she had nothing else to spend her income on. We then decided to meet up the next night, Saturday, and go see a movie. Then the following Friday and Saturday. By then, it was assumed we were getting together every Cinderella night, and every now and then, when I dropped her off at home, she invited me in. Each time it became harder to resist, but I did, even though she seemed more disappointed each time. But I was honestly afraid I was being too forward. Yes, I know it was her asking me, not the other way around. But I've seen too many relationships out and out destroyed by going too fast. I didn't want it to happen to us. She would call me when she was feeling especially lonely, and I would drop any plans I had to go see her, even if it were only for an hour. Every time, though, I made sure I was back on campus before curfew. Then one night, I think it was a Sunday, I had a dream. I was sitting at a table in the coffee shop that Emily and I often went to, and across from me was Emily. Wait, no, it was the flower girl. Then it hit me. I don't know why I didn't see it before. I had to ask. You know, except for your clothes, Emily looks exactly like you. Sounds like you too.
No, I look and sound like her.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said she looks like me. I'm your guardian, remember? Guardians have no name, no form, no voice. All three of those come from the person we're guarding. I never told you my name, because I don't have one. None of the guardians do.
But you've looked and sounded like this since I first met you years ago.
Yes. The form and voice guardians take come from the person we guard. All too often, we have no idea why they chose that form. But in this case, I think it was a connection with your future that sparked it.
You mean the future is already decided?
No. At every moment, there are a myriad of futures before you that depend on the choices that you and others make. Yet, the closer you came to attending the Air Force Academy, the more it became clear to me who you were destined for.
You mean you knew? And you never told me?
I couldn't, Dipper. Remember, guardians are not allowed to reveal the future, mostly because it is not set in stone. I was bending the rules when I appeared to you before you tried to resign from the academy. You were so close.
Is that why? You knew that General Frankel would set me straight?
As long as you didn't resign in front of him, yes.
And after that, I was destined to meet Emily?
It was almost a certainty. Your destinies would attract you together like magnets.
So, you bent the rules just so I could meet Emily? Why?
All I can say is that you'll be far happier with her than without her. And I want you to be happy, Dipper. It's all any guardian wants. Emily is your destiny now. Hold on to her. Don't ever let her go.
I promise. I never will, but can't you tell me when I get close to messing it up?
No. I'm sorry. This will be the last you see of me. I'm being reassigned to a much younger client. Emily is your destiny. Remember that.
And with that, she faded, and I awoke. I lay there for a long time, thinking about what I was just told. Suddenly, my future became more clear. Even my past was more clear. Like I was always meant to be here.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's all so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light. And it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I see the light. And it's like the sky is new. And it's warm and real and bright. And the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything looks different. Now that I see you.
It's amazing. I feel fulfilled. Like my life means something. Something more than myself. And all because of her. Emily, I promise that I will never let go of you.
All those days chasing after Susan. All those years living in a blur. All that time never truly seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. I'm where I'm meant to go. And at last I see. It's like the fog has lifted, and at last I see the light, and it's like the sky is new, and it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything is different now that I see you. Now that I see you.